The White House is back with its $100 user fee. NASA wants to prospect for ice on the moon. An insurance giant AIG is suing a familiar name. This is Aero News for Friday. It's April 27th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Like the proverbial bad penny, the White House, through its Office of Management and Budget, is back with its proposal for a $100 per flight fee for commercial and business aviation flights. This despite a letter signed by nearly half of the House of Representatives opposing user fees. Representatives Sam Graves, Republican of Missouri, co-chair of the House General Aviation Caucus, Thomas Petrie, Republican of Wisconsin, and Jerry Costello, Democrat from Illinois, the chair and ranking member of the House Aviation Subcommittee, and 194 other members of Congress recently sent a letter to President Obama saying, quote, "Imposing a $100 per flight fee on commercial and general aviation is the wrong approach, and we respectfully request that you abandon this idea once and for all," end quote. Well, the OMB, in response to that letter, is trying once again to convince Congress that all aircraft impose an equal burden on the air traffic control system, saying, quote, "The administration proposes to establish a $100 per flight fee which would more equitably share the cost of air traffic services across the aviation user community," end quote. Although helicopter operations are among those specifically exempted from the proposal, one of the first to speak out against this renewed effort is Matt Zuccaro, president of HAI. In the organization's online newsletter, Zuccaro says, quote, "Although helicopter missions involve minimal use of air traffic control services or airport infrastructure, HAI remains strongly united with the entire aviation industry in opposition to this proposal. We will continue to work with our industry partners and GA supporters in Congress to turn back this latest ill-conceived push for user fees." Meanwhile, the Subcommittee on Aviation, chaired by U.S. Representative Tom Petrie, Republican of Wisconsin, held a hearing Wednesday to review the FAA's safety oversight of the United States aviation system. Wednesday's hearing focused on reviews by the Department of Transportation's Inspector General and the Government Accountability Office on operational errors, pilot fatigue, pilot training requirements, safety management systems, oversight of repair stations, and terminal area safety. In other news from Capitol Hill, a group of 32 members of the U.S. House has sent a letter to the chair of the Ways and Means Committee asking for changes in the federal highway bill. At issue is what the representatives call fuel fraud, which funnels taxes collected on aviation fuels into the highway fund. The effort is being spearheaded by Representatives Sam Graves, Republican of Missouri, and John Barrow, Democrat of Georgia. In the letter, the representatives point out that the result of that shift has been that the Highway Trust Fund has been increased at the expense of the Airport and Airway Trust Fund. In fact, this diversion of aviation fuel taxes has cost the Airport and Airway Trust Fund approximately $50 million annually and is anticipated to cost another $500 million over the next 10 years. The congressmen want the next highway authorization bill to set that straight. For the second time this week, there is news of prospecting for riches in space. NASA has awarded a contract to Astrobotic Technology to determine whether its Polar Rover can deploy an ice prospecting payload to the moon. The ice could yield water, oxygen, methane, and rocket propellant to dramatically reduce the cost of space exploration. Recent lunar orbiting satellites from several nations and a NASA probe that impacted near the moon's south pole have sensed polar ice composed of water, methane, ammonia, carbon monoxide, hydrogen sulfide, and other substances. The next step is to drill and measure the polar ices directly to see if they are sufficiently concentrated to be useful. Astrobotic began development of its lunar excavation robot in 2009 and has reserved a Falcon 9 launch vehicle made by SpaceX to send its spacecraft and robot explorer on a trajectory toward the moon. A prospecting mission is planned for 2015. Insurance giant AIG, which is the parent company of International Lease Finance Corporation, has filed a lawsuit against one of ILFC's founders, Stephen Udvar-Hazy. In the suit, AIG and ILFC claim that Mr. Udvar-Hazy stole trade secrets and other information when he left to form now rival Air Lease Corporation. The Wall Street Journal reports the suit charges that some employees of ILFC downloaded files and diverted customers to Air Lease before they jumped to the rival company. Both are in the lucrative business of leasing airliners to commercial airlines worldwide. AIG, which is still owned largely by the federal government following its bailout, is seeking several $100 million in the suit. As we noted a few moments ago, one of the subjects of that hearing held by the House Subcommittee on Aviation this week was pilot fatigue. Now comes word that Independent Pilots Association, that's UPS pilots, has filed its petitioner's brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, challenging the FAA's exclusion of cargo operations from new rules governing pilot duty and rest requirements. In a statement released to the media, IPA's General Counsel William Trent said that the FAA acted contrary to Congress's mandate when the agency published new pilot duty and rest rules in December and excluded the cargo segment of U.S. commercial aviation, which he called, quote, vast and growing, end quote. Trent said the intent is not to overturn the new rules as they relate to passenger operations, but only to have the court order the FAA to reconsider the inclusion of cargo operations consistent with its mandate from Congress. The FAA has until May 24th to respond. The number of TSA agents running afoul of the law continues to grow. Two current and two former Transportation Security Administration screeners were charged Wednesday with drug trafficking and bribery for allegedly allowing cocaine, speed, and marijuana to pass through checkpoints at Los Angeles International Airport. The indictment outlines five incidents where the screeners allegedly took payments as large as $2,400 to allow suitcases filled with drugs to pass through X-ray machines unhindered. If convicted, each could face life in prison. When Aero News continues, a strike vote is looming at Air Wisconsin. Boeing delivers its first 747-8 to Lufthansa. And they're not kidding when they call them the friendly skies.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Friday, April 27th. I'm Glenn Boyer. Air Wisconsin Airlines flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, are gearing up for a possible strike at the carrier after mediated negotiations recently stalled. Strike vote ballots will be sent to the over 300 flight attendants next week, with a vote count scheduled for May 22nd. Air Wisconsin, the largest privately held regional airline in the United States, operates as a U.S. Airways Express carrier. The first 747-8 intercontinental passenger airliner has been delivered to Deutsche Lufthansa AG, beginning a new era for the world's most recognized airplane. Jim Albaugh, president and CEO of Boeing Commercial Airlines, said, quote, "We are grateful for Lufthansa's inspiration and leadership in helping us design a new queen of the skies for the 21st century. And I'm proud of what Boeing employees have accomplished by bringing this great airplane to Lufthansa and the world." Boeing will host a special flyaway celebration with senior executives from both companies on May 1st, and Lufthansa will then host a special celebration when the airplane arrives in Frankfurt on May 2nd. U.S. Representative Francisco Canseco says he was assaulted by a TSA agent during a pat-down at San Antonio International Airport earlier this month. Canseco said, quote, "The agent was very aggressive in his pat-down, and he was patting me down where no one is supposed to go. It got very uncomfortable, so I moved his hand away. That stopped everything and brought in supervisors and everyone else," end quote. Canseco later told a local news team that the agent conducting the pat-down said he, too, was assaulted when Canseco pushed his hand away. According to the TSA, neither man was cited. But in Washington on Monday, a family missed its flight after TSA insisted on patting down a 7-year-old girl who suffers from cerebral palsy. Since Dina Frank walks with the aid of leg braces and crutches, she can't pass through airport metal detectors and must instead submit to a pat-down. Dina, who is also reportedly developmentally disabled, is usually frightened by the procedure. Her family reportedly requests that agents on hand take the time to introduce themselves to her. However, the agents on duty at this time began to handle her aggressively instead. Ultimately, the family missed their flight. Dina's father called the incident harassment and says his daughter is no threat to national security. TSA says its agents followed proper procedure. Two Colorado State Patrol troopers are being credited for their role in helping to save the life of a Delta Airlines passenger on a Tuesday flight from Denver to Atlanta. Lieutenant Colonel Brenda Leffler and Major Steve Garcia were passengers on the flight when they heard a commotion coming from somewhere behind them. According to Denver's KUSA, Channel 9 News, the commotion turned out to be a woman screaming that her husband had just had a heart attack and was unconscious. Leffler, who is also an Army medic, says she and partner Garcia went to assist the stricken man. They were able to revive the man with the help of an onboard defibrillator. Leffler says she and Garcia worked as a team in conjunction with the Delta flight crew in their effort to save the man's life. When asked by KUSA if she thought she and Garcia were heroes, Leffler responded, quote, "We are not heroes. We are state troopers. This is what we do every day." You know, there's a kind of forced intimacy when you're jammed into a plane with a couple of hundred of your new closest friends, elbow to elbow as you fly to your destinations. It's even more pronounced on long flights. And now, a new survey of international travelers by global travel search site Skyscanner has found that 39% of travelers have developed friendships with someone they met on a flight, with 6% even admitting to a romantic liaison. The poll of over 700 flyers found while the majority of these connections were short-lived, 5% spent time on holiday together as a direct result of meeting on their flight. Taking their friendship even further, 7% said they continued to stay in touch after their holiday. Social media also appears to be prolonging these longer-term relationships, so it should probably come as no surprise that Dutch national carrier KLM is looking to exploit this market niche with their new Facebook app, which allows passengers to enter their details and choose who they sit next to on their flight. Although 57% of people thought the service was weird and would not be using it, 1 in 5 said they would use the app, and an inquisitive 23% also said they would consider using the service. Well, that wraps this week's reporting for Aero News, and just in time. I need to rush home and change my Facebook profile to show that I'm 6'2", blonde hair, blue eyes, love the outdoors, and my favorite turn-ons are pina coladas and long walks along the beach. Why would I do that? Well, that KLM Facebook app we just spoke about has been dubbed the Mile High app, so I need my Facebook profile to match my online dating profiles. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.